And right now we are going to the phones where we are joined by Mark LoCastro. He is here to talk about the best, most inexpensive wedding cities. Where's the best places to get married if you're on a budget? Mark, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you with us. And,
With COVID and everything kind of disrupted weddings, but still, summer, popular time of year to get married because of the weather. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, as states begin to reopen and, you know, couples that either begin their wedding planning or even adjust their plans that were derailed due to COVID-19, we crunched the numbers and found the most affordable and wedding-friendly cities as it is wedding season.
And this is with a Smart Asset. And so what were some of the criteria you used to determine the most affordable cities for weddings?
Yeah, so to find the best cities to plan an affordable wedding, we looked at data for 95 of the largest U.S. cities across 9 metrics. I'm not going to read all these metrics, but essentially the most important one was the average cost of a wedding and then religious establishments per 100,000 residents. And then the following criteria were acres of parkland, catering companies, the number of hairdressers, tailors, floral designers, dining establishments per 100,000 residents. And to create our final ranking, we ranked each city in each metric, of course. We gave a double weight to the wedding cost metric, which is obviously the most important here.
Yeah.
All right. So who are some of the worst places, the most expensive places, I guess you should say, not the worst necessarily, but the more expensive places?
Out of the 95, we created a graph for the top 20. So the 20th, I guess, you know, according to our list, could be the most expensive. And that's Philadelphia. You know, they come in at number 20, and at number 19 is Las Vegas, and there's a tie for 17th place. That's Lexington, Kentucky, and St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
But now, fairly close to our listening area, we've got some listeners out there. Louisville did a little bit better. They were at 15th with their...
That's right.
So they did a little bit better. Pittsburgh coming in at number 12. And then Ohio. We got a couple Ohio cities in the top 10. That's good.
That's right. That's right. So you have two Ohio cities in the top 10. Toledo, there you go, ranks as the 7th best.
Woo!
Now look at that.
Wedding.
Finally.
So congrats there.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of these surveys ranking cities and different things, and so often Toledo is low on the list, but finally we reached one here that we're high, so we're excited.
And we did well on total cost and number of religious establishments, so we were pretty strong in those two areas.
Well, Holy Toledo.
Yeah, Holy Toledo. We got a lot of churches.
Holy
here.
Toledo. There you go. And then, you know, Cleveland came in at number 10. But yeah, so Toledo, the average wedding cost dropped by over $1,500 since last year, so that was a big factor in the boost of rankings. And in 2017, Toledo ranked 9th, and in 2016, it ranked 22nd. So big congrats there.
Yeah, we're moving up. And actually, total cost, only Jacksonville, Florida came in lower than us in total cost.
You will do better getting married in Toledo.
There you go.
That's the new phrase of Toledo. You will do better in Toledo. Well, you'll do better getting married in Toledo.
Unless you're in Jacksonville, in which case you can stay there. But if you're not in Jacksonville, come to Toledo.
But we still have a beach.
Yes.
We still have beaches, just not ocean beaches.
So what was the number one city that you found in terms of affordability and all the other metrics that you guys measured?
So for the third year in the row, Music City, Nashville, tops the ranking. So along with the relatively low average wedding cost, the city offers the highest number of religious organizations per 100,000 residents and the 10th highest amount of parkland per 1,000 residents. But overall, the top 5 cities are all located in the South and Midwest.
There you go. Yeah, Indianapolis coming in at number 5. New Orleans, number 2. Of course, dining establishments.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was a strong area.
I am, in a way, surprised at Nashville when it comes to affordability. I mean, a great, beautiful city. That's the home of Christian music. But Nashville is pretty expensive in a lot of other areas. So that's kind of surprised me.
Yeah. I mean, Nashville, number 1, how we weigh, you know, the average cost of a wedding, they come in at around $23,000 for the average cost, which is definitely decent. But, you know, as you said, the dining and entertainment establishments per 100,000 residents, honestly, really can't compare. It's 378 per 100,000. That is really high, and that's why they're number 1 on the list for the third year running.
Yeah, it looks like they're the highest in religious establishments and highest in dining and entertainment, so...
That really put them over the top. By the way, to compare those prices, theirs is average about $23,000. In Toledo, it's about $18,600. So just to give a comparison there in terms of prices and stuff. And that's total cost and everything.
Correct.
So it's nice to see Toledo doing well on one of these lists. We don't ever do well, Mark. So thank you for your competitors over at another website always bang on us. We like Smart Asset.
All right. Well, we're happy to hear that. And, you know, congrats on that. And, I hope things get back to normal sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Not a great time to be planning a wedding right now, I imagine. And is there a place that people can find this information? And what is your website?
So our website is smartasset.com, and just overall, our mission is to help people make smart personal finance decisions. So we use data to power our tools, and we use data to power our studies like this one. In the end, we want people to start thinking and planning for their financial goals and intentional ways to reach them.
Awesome. And once again, give folks the website.
Smartasset.com.
Simple enough. Hey, Mark, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.